Time now for KRWG StoryCorps. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Today we meet Felix Arenas as he talks to his daughter, Olivia Arenas, about their family and how they came from Durango, Mexico, to Juarez and then to the U.S.
The sad part of it was that as big and happy and optimistic and helpful and generous as your abuelito Felix was, there was something that nobody else knew was happening with him. And when I was 9 years old, he committed suicide. And it was just a shock to everybody that knew him. And your grandma Julia had a breakdown, and for a couple of months we couldn't. She was really out of it, and so we moved into grandma's house at that point, and grandma and the other tías and tíos were raising us, really. And then her sisters and her cousins, my mom's sisters and cousins, all told her, you have to move to El Paso to a better life. You have to give your children a better life now. You don't have anybody else to depend on. You have to go to El Paso, where you used to live. So my mom, we made the move to El Paso.
And what was it like coming from Mexico to the U.S.?
Everything was different. It was, to say that it was a culture shock was not putting it mildly. Grandma was, my mom was still very, very sensitive, very delicate to that she was alone with her three kids. She was very afraid of everything. It was hard for her to be away from her father and her mother. And so during the some days when we would be in school, she would go to Juarez, walk all the way to Juarez, make the long walk to Juarez to go visit her mother and her father during the day, and still walk back to El Paso to be there when we got out of school at 3 p.m. And I know it was hard for her, and it was a big change. For us, we were living in a great, big, new, beautiful environment. It was, everything was different. The culture was real. We were living, this was the late 60s, and it was a wonderful time. It was a hard time also in the U.S. There were a lot of inequities, you know, just like we were listening to the struggle for equal rights for African Americans at the time. Us Mexican people didn't have many opportunities. The prejudice was there. It was a little more subtle in El Paso because there were so many of us in El Paso, but you could tell that the prejudice and the limited opportunities were there. But at the same time, coming from Mexico, it was something totally different. At that time, you can imagine going from mariachi music and the same old songs in Mexico to the Beatles, and Led Zeppelin and all those other, all the that other music, Janis Joplin. Oh my goodness, I was, my eyes just listening to all these songs and the music of the 60s and early 70s. My eyes were just wide open, opened. My mind was blown apart by the, just the music, the culture.
So have you thought about this great family history of ours? And where you fit into it, and where me and my siblings fit into it, what does it all mean?
Of course, I've thought about it. Think about it all the time. We are part of the great human migration. We're not unlike those who were brought here from Africa, who strengthened America with their hard work, or those who came from Europe and who came from Europe and enriched life with their culture and their skills. Everybody looking for a better way, a better life. My grandparents, my abuelitos, brought our family from the interior of Mexico to the northern border. The next generation, my mother and my father and all our tios, made the journey into the new land and the new way of life. My generation has taken the journey further, setting down roots, educating ourselves like never before in our family history, and then traveling around the world to learn more. There came a point in my life, even though my mother was not sure of it, where I embraced our new life, our new home. I, as the older kid, had to help my little sister and my brother and my mom feel comfortable here. I embraced these strange changes. I embraced the opportunity to make something of ourselves and the freedom to retain our identity. I became a Boy Scout, and I attained the highest rank of Eagle Scout. I became an honor student at Bowie High School, got married, had my four beautiful boys and girls, and I gave 9 years of my life to the military. But I know that I'm not only of the U.S. I have two loves, two cultures, two languages, two sets of foods that I love, two ways of thinking about life. And that's the most wonderful gift my mother and my father gave me. And that's the gift I have tried to pass on to you guys.
It's a beautiful story, Dad. I love you. Thank you.
I love you, baby.
Felix Arenas and his daughter, Olivia Arenas, from a conversation recorded in Mesilla. You can hear this story and other local StoryCorps interviews online at krwg.org in the radio tab under StoryCorps. For KRWG, I'm Edmundo Resendez.